Okay, today is Daf Yud Chet. We're on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. We're a little behind. We're going to go back to Amar of Huna Amar Rav, which is a new sugya. And today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ilanishmas David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shadav and Aliyah. And also Lauren Ilanishmas Binyamin ben Mordechai, sponsored by the Silver family. Okay, ready? Here we go. Amar Yehuda, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Ravuna said in the name of Rav, Shomeres Yavam, a Shomeres Yavam. What's a Shomeres Yavam? She's waiting to get Yibam. She's waiting to get Yibam. Shemesa, and then she died. That happens. Mutter Be'ima. You're allowed to go into the brother who was going to marry the Yavama, the brother of the dead brother, right? That it was named. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven died. Shimon's about to do Yibam on Rachel. She also died. Now, Mutter Be'ima. Now you're allowed to marry. Shimon is allowed to marry Rachel's mother. His mother. It wasn't his mother-in-law.
Not yet.
It was almost going to be his mother-in-law. He's allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar ain't Zika. There is no Zika. Why? Because if there would be a Zika, then even though he never married her, he would still be usher in the mother-in-law. Right? So, v'lema halacha k'zev yomer ein zika. So just say that. Say the halacha is like the one who holds ein zika. Now, where was that halacha about ein zika? That halacha about ein zika, what?
Yesterday.
Was said yesterday, and Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, is that who it is? Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had the following case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven is married to... let's do like this. Here's like this. Levi is married to Rachel. Okay, let's put Rashi inside. Not Rashi inside. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Rachel and Levi are sisters. And Levi's married to Rachel. Good? Levi's married to Rachel. Then Levi dies without children. And Rachel falls to Yibam to Reuven or Shimon. Good? So far, so good. Then what happens? Reuven goes ahead and marries Leah. Reuven goes ahead and gives her a ring. She's his Mekadesh Leah, which means it'll be impossible for him to do Yibam on Rachel because he married the sister. Right? So now, according to Yehuda ben Beseir, who holds, there's a thing of Zika. According to Yehuda ben Beseir, who holds Yesh Zika, we tell Reuven, don't have Nisuin with Leah. Don't have that wedding until Shimon takes care of Rachel. Either he marries her in Yibam, or he gives her Chalitza. Why? What's the reason for that? Why does he have to wait? I told him, asked, what do you have to wait? What's the difference?
Zika.
What? Because there's a Zika, therefore...
He can't marry her.
What?
That's right.
Therefore he can't marry Leah, but he married her already.
Why is there a Zika on both brothers?
What?
Why is there a Zika on both brothers?
Because that's how it works. Both have a Zika.
If one jumps the gun...
Yeah.
And marries the mother.
Right. So as I'm saying, in the case later on, Daf Mem Aleph, it wasn't the mother, it was the sister.
Whatever.
So the truth is that your question is going to be in a minute. Your question will be discussed by the Gemara in 1 minute. So what does the Yehuda ben Bava say? This is Zika, right? Reuven, who went ahead and married the sister, shouldn't have done that because he had a Zika with Rachel. Why? Because you automatically have a Zika with the Yavama. Therefore, wait, and then once Shimon will marry Rachel, the Zika will get broken, and then he can go ahead and marry Leah.
Yeah, but where does it say that one brother, is there a protocol which brother goes first?
So the Gemara is going to say, because it says in the Torah there, by Yibam, yes. HaBachar. So it doesn't mean the Bachar. It doesn't mean that it has to be the Bachar, but there's a preference.
The Bachar is married already.
Right, so he doesn't want to do it. So the next one can do it. You go to the next one. Right. So the truth is, what you're asking is going to be... What you're asking is going to be discussed by the Gemara right now. So Valema, where am I up to? Alma Kasav Emzika, Valema Halacha Kasav Omer Emzika. No. Ihave Omer Hachi. If... So right, Rashi says that since Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said that there is a Zika over there on Daf Mem Aleph, it must be somebody argues on that. So ihave amar hachi, if I would have said that ain zika, hava mina, I would have thought hani mili betray. That's only by two brothers. When there's two brothers, well, each one could say, what do you want from me?
He should have done it.
And the other brother could say, no, he should do it. Aval b'chad, but if there's only one brother, yesh zika, then everybody would agree there's a zika. Right? That's why he didn't want to say, yesh zika. What did he say? If the wife, if the Yavama dies, you can marry the mother. Right?
Then Zika falls off.
Then Zika falls off, she's dead. But he didn't want to say, and a Zika. Yeah. Obviously a Zika, because if there is a Zika, death makes no difference.
But there's still a Zika.
Right. So he didn't want to, so they hold a Zika. So why did you say a Zika? Because if I would have said a Zika, I would have thought that even when there's two, they only say it when there's two people.
Right.
Why? Because each one could say the other one should do it.
Right.
But when there's one person, he would agree that the Zika comes along. No, that's why he said only by one.
Right.
So say it like this. Say there is no Zika even by one. In other words, there's no Zika at all. No Zika at all. If you would have said that, I would have thought that even when the Yavama, if you tell me there's no Zika, say it so straight out, I would have thought, you know what? Even if the daughter is still alive, you can go ahead and marry the mother. I would have thought that. Right? Kamash Balan.
He's saying that if she's dead,
then you can marry the mother. Right. What about if she's not dead? Can I go ahead? Can I circumvent and go marry the mother?
No, Zika is on.
Exactly. Kamash Balan, La'achar Misa in, Mechayim Lo. After Misa, yes, you can do it. Not when she's alive. Why? Why can't you marry her if you're a Zika? What's the difference? Dead or alive? What's the difference? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. Shimon doesn't want to marry Reuven's wife. Shimon would much rather marry Reuven's mother-in-law. Much rather do that.
It happens.
So why can't he do it? Why can't he do it? If you hold Enzika, why can't he do it?
If he holds Enzika.
Why can't you do it? The Gemara says, but I'll tell you why. We should do Asa Levatal Mitzvah Yibum. Because by doing that, you're going to circumvent Yibum.
Right.
Right? By doing that, you're going to circumvent Yibum. How are you going to circumvent Yibum? You're going to marry the mother-in-law. And now you can't marry your daughter. Now you can't marry your mother-in-law's daughter. Now to do that. So Zika will fall away. So why should he put himself into a position like that?
So why did he give chalitza first and patik?
Huh?
Give chalitza, it's over.
So the truth is, someone asked that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes.
Say what the problem is.
Well, then you're
going
to mess up the entire system.
So what?
Well, there's also a problem when she dies, because not everybody agrees that Zika falls off when he dies.
Okay.
Tanan,
we're going to learn later on Daf Mem Tes, Yevimto Shemesa, a Yevama, a Yevimto Shemesa, if a Yevama dies, Mutter Ba'achosa. You're allowed to marry the sister. What does that mean? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's not married to anybody. Reuven's married to Rachel. What happens? Reuven dies. Then Rachel falls to Shimon to Yibam.
Right.
Reuven's about to do Yibam, and then Rachel passes away.
Okay.
So the Mishnah's going to say on Daf Mem Tes, Reuven now can marry Shimon, the one who's still alive, can marry Leah, the sister.
Because Zika fell off.
Right?
Yibum. Not talking about Zika now. Talking about Yibum.
Hmm?
Yeah. Well, the same thing.
Same thing. Go hand in hand.
Can you repeat that case?
No.
Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Very simple case.
Right.
Reuven's married to Rachel.
Okay.
Reuven dies.
Right. So Rachel falls
to Shimon. Shimon says, okay, I'll do Yibum. She's all right.
Okay.
I'll do Yibum. And then she dies.
Okay.
She dies. So now, Shimon says, you know what? Rachel had a nice sister named Leah. I'll marry her.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that. Why?
No Zika.
What about Rachel and Leah's mother?
No Zika for Leah.
The Gemara says. So the Gemara says. Well, why did the Mishnah there pick the sister? What about the mother-in-law? The mother. So Achoso in Imalo. The sister, yes, and the mother, not. It's not as to do with Zika. You know why?
Has to do with
the rights. Because even if you married her and she died, you can marry the sister.
Exactly.
So nothing to do with that.
Right.
So maybe you hold Yesh Zika, right?
So what a riot! There's no riot here yet.
What?
It never reached a point to get to a riot.
I know, but if you hold, yesh zika, it's as if you're married, and therefore all riots kick in.
Exactly. That's right.
The problem, the thing is that the man, you're allowed to marry a sister if the sister died.
That's right.
That's the only riot that goes away by death.
Her mother.
That's why you told me that you can marry a sister, because even if you didn't eat on Rachel and she died, you can marry Leah now.
Right.
So now it can be worse. She's dead, and B, you never married her.
Right.
So of course, what about the mother? No. The Mishnah only says the sister. So the Gemara answers, well, who adin the afilu ima? Even the mother. Really, you can marry the mother too. The Tani Reisha, but in the Reisha there, Alaf Memtes, it said, Ishto Shemesa Mutter Bachosa. If a wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. Bachosa in Avo Be'ima Lo. You can't marry your mother-in-law. That's never Mutter.
Here it comes.
What?
Here it comes.
Dahave Hele Sur Daraisa. That's an Ishto Daraisa. So Tani Nami Seifa Mutter Bachosa. So in the Seifa, when we say a case, which really you could marry the mother, you could, because why? Because Ein Zika, we don't mention it because for parallel sake. You got that? Okay, good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, if the Shomeres Yavam and she dies, Aser Be'ima, you cannot marry the mother. Alma, what do you see from here? Kasavar, Yesh Zika. He holds Yesh Zika. So Valema Kasavar Ladivya Omer Yesh Zika. So why didn't the Gemara just say? Why did he say? He holds like the one who held Yesh Zika. Gemara gives the same answer. I have Omer Hachi. If I would have said that, Hani Mili, I would have thought Hani Mili Bechat. That's only by one. By one brother, yeah, this of course is a Zika. Avil betray, but by two, by the case of the two brothers, Ain Zika, right? Then I would say there's Ain Zika. So the Gemara asks, that can't be right, because Vaha, right? Keep pligi, the Mishnah later on when they argue.
Well, be before. Why don't you tell the next guy in line?
What do you mean?
The one that Zeke is for.
So he says to everybody.
No, there's two brothers. Shimon Levi, the two brothers are left over.
Right.
So Levi says, what do you want for me? Hey, he's next in line.
Right.
But
either one, any brother's allowed to do it.
Since any
brother's allowed to do it, every brother has a connection to her. So much so, you can't marry these other people.
Until
sign's done. Now, so the Gemara says, one second, that can't be right. You can't say that the answer. You know why? Because Vaha, ki pligi, when they argue later, it betray pligi. They're arguing on two brothers. What do you mean to tell me that I would have thought only one? It's not true. The whole machlokas was by two. The whole machlokas of Zika is later on by three brothers. And one died, there's two left. So the whole machlokas is by two. Ella, I amar hachi. If Rabbi Yehuda said that the halacha is like the one who said Yesh Zika, Hava Mina, I would have thought that's only Michayim. That's only when someone's still alive. Aval Acha Misa, but after death, Paka La Zika, the Zika goes away. Kamash Malan, the Zika Bichdi Lo Paka. Zika by itself doesn't go away. Doesn't go away.
When she dies.
Correct.
Why?
Because just like you never allowed to marry your mother-in-law.
Right.
Even if your wife died, doesn't matter. Nothing. Same thing over here. The Zika didn't go away, so you can never marry. You can never marry that no, girl. They never marry. You can, right? Because it's an erva, and ervas survive death. You can never marry your mother-in-law. You can never marry your wife, your brother's wife.
Right.
Never do that. Your brother's not alive anymore. She's a widow now, and there's his children. So yibum doesn't matter. You're not allowed to. All ervas go after death. So you know what? Same thing with Zikas. They also go after death. Nothing changed.
Well, Zika goes away when
it's...
There's a
machlokes
also.
No, there's a
machlokes.
Yeah.
No, the machlokes is what dissolves Zika.
Yeah.
Some say that death does not dissolve Zika. Only Yibum and Chalitza dissolve Zika.
Okay.
It's a different state. It's not like that.
Okay.
Well, because some of this Chalitza.
What?
The three brothers. And one of them is Chalitza to this woman. Does Zika go away at that point? Someone does Chalitza. Can then the other brother marry the mother-in-law?
We didn't get to that yet.
Does Zika go away?
Right. That's a good question. We didn't get to that. I don't know if we're ever going to get to that question.
We will.
We will? I don't remember. Okay, maybe if you say yeah, then good.
Yes.
Good, excellent. Lema Messiah, let's bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Same case. Yevimto Shemesa, if Yevama died, Mutter Ba'achosa. You're allowed to marry the sister. Ba'achosa in Be'im Olo. In the sister, yes, you can marry. In the mother, not.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly. Now, what do you see from here? that there's a Zika. So the Gemara says, no. Who are they not feeling be'ima? No, it could be he really could marry the mother. Why didn't it say it? Aidi, the Tani, Reisha, Ishto, Shemesa, Mutta Bachosa, Dafka Bachosa, Avo be'ima lo. Not the mother. The Havalei Surah Daraisa. Can't marry the mother. You can never marry your mother-in-law. Right? Tananami Seifa, Bab Mutta Bachosa. So that's what we said in the Seifa. It's only talking about the sister. But Enachanami, it's really the mother. It's the exact opposite way of reading the... It's the exact opposite.
So
we don't know who to hold like. No, it's not a riot. It's not a riot that he's right. It's not a riot that he's right. He said, Yesh Zika, could have been a riot from that Mishnah. That's not a riot, because that Mishnah was being parallel to the first part of that Mishnah. That's all. Right? Okay. Amasiv Ravuna Barchia. Ravuna Barchia asked the following question. Where am I? Amasiv Ravuna Barchia. Asaba Maimer. Umeis, Hashniach Aletzes V'lomet Yabemet. Remember that case? That case from yesterday? We'll do it again. Because I don't remember it. The case was like this. Ready for this case? It's a complicated case. Reuven Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to Sarah. Reuven's married and Shimon's married. Okay? What happened? Reuven died. Okay? Now, what happened to Reuven's wife? She falls to Shimon. Then, while they're waiting what to do, while Shimon's making up his mind, Levi is born. Right? Levi's born. Now, can Levi do Yibam on this woman? No. Because Levi was not alive at the same time that Reuven was alive. So Levi's... What?
Ein
bo l'olam. What about... Right? So Levi's nothing. Levi's sitting there as a baby. Nothing's going on with Levi. Then, Shimon... does Mimer on Reuven's wife. Shimon does Mimer on Reuven's wife. Okay? You hear that? Shimon does Mimer on Reuven's wife. Didn't do Yibam yet. Did Mimer. What's the difference if he did Yibam or not? If he did real Yibam, then now Shimon's going to die. Then Shimon dies. If Shimon did real Yibam, then Shimon has two wives. Reuven's wife and his own wife. What'll happen to Levi? Nothing. Because Reuven's wife cannot fall to Levi, because they were alive at the same time. And Shimon's wife can't fall to Levi because she's a Tara of someone who can't fall to Levi. Good? Shimon didn't marry Reuven's wife in Yibam. Just gave her Mimer. We went to Chati to head to the Durabanan Yibam. Right? So now what happens? Now Shimon died. Shimon's wife, on a Torah level, can fall to Levi. Because what? Because he was alive when Shimon was alive, was married to her. But what about Reuven's wife? So we don't know now. Is Shimon's wife a tzara of someone that Reuven, that Levi can't marry or not? So we don't know the answer to that question. Okay? Because Mimer is a little bit, right? So what did the Gemara say?
What's the difference between Mimer and Zika halachically?
It's a good question. So that's exactly what we're driving at.
We asked yesterday more. That.
What?
We asked that question yesterday.
Mimer's more. Mimer should be able to knock out the other brothers now.
Correct. So here's the go. Masa Rechia Barabi. Rechuna Barachia. Asa Ba Mimer. If Shimon did Mimer, on who? On Reuven's wife. On Reuven's wife. Umeis. And then Shimon died.
Which one? The first wife?
The first one. Reuven's wife. Shimon did Mimer on Reuven's wife, right. Then Shimon died, right. Then Levi was born after Reuven died. Right. So now there's two women here to do Yibam. Shimon's wife, on a Torah level, Levi could do Yibam. On a Darabana level, we got a problem. Right? Because maybe she's a Tara, a little bit of a Tara. So what's the halacha? So, Hashnia Choletes, Shimon's wife has to get Chalitza. Right? Shimon's wife has to get Chalitza. V'lo misya bemes, right? And not Yibam. You can't have Yibam.
Midrabanan.
What about Reuven's wife? Nothing has to happen to Reuven's wife.
Why, Levi can go?
What?
Levi can go.
No, because Mamanafsha. If they were married, then Chalitza for one wife frees the other one. And if they were not married, then she's lo balalam. They were not alive at the same time. So either way, nothing has to happen to her. Okay, got that?
Does she have to wait until... No, she's independent of the other wife.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Does she have to wait until she does have chalitza?
Probably, yes. The door bottom, yes. Probably. Now, Taima, the whole reason why The whole reason why this is all true, right, is because the Avad B'Maimer. Ha im lo Avad B'Maimer. What if he didn't do Maimer? Meaning he just died?
Falls off.
What? Shnia nami yivume mi adma. Levi could do even on Shimon's wife. If not for the Maimer. Right? If not for the Maimer, he could do Shnibum. It's the Gemara. What are you talking about? The Iyamid Yesh Zika. Your question, Mr. Shiver. If you tell me this is Zika, Iyamid Yesh Zika, Havalei Tzaras Eish Etzach Shalohaya Ba'olama. For Zika Zoo. Right? She's a Tzara of a woman who you can't fool, who you can't. This is Zika. Right? You hear that question? So this is Zika. So the whole thing is, you can't do Yim either. Got that question? Good? You have to think a lot of hard about this Gemara to come up with a question like that, right? You have to really be holding in the sugya, right? So, Amar Rabbah.
You know this thing. There is a Zika exists. The question is, how far does it go? We're saying Yesh Zika. There is Zika. Everyone agrees with Zika. You know, there is a Zika concept.
Right.
How far, exactly.
So if you take it very far, this Gemara makes no sense.
Yesh Zika sounds like either there is or there isn't. I mean,
right. Either there is or there isn't.
No, it's not. There's another question. If there is Zika, does death dissolve or not?
So he said no. He said it's a machloket. How do you know it's a machloket? The article said? I don't remember. I didn't look at the article.
Yes, because there's a difference. The only thing that dissolves Zika is Yibum Khalid.
So we didn't get to that yet.
Oh.
Okay.
You know it's from last time. He's.
Yeah.
No. I went ahead.
Okay. Even forget Maimer. There's another problem. This is Zika. Amar Rabbah. Hu adin afagaf delo oven b'maimer. You're right. Ena chanami. The same thing would be if there was no maimer, right? Hashnia mechlat chalta. Levi will have to do chalitza on Shimon's wife, right? Yavume lo miyabma. He cannot do yibam on her. Why not? Ena chanami, because she's a tzara of someone who he can't marry anyway. So why is he doing? So then why did he mention Maimer?
There's no difference.
I have a hard time Maimer. Why did you hack with Maimer? Why did you make it more complicated? Lafuke mi beishamai. To just to tell you that we don't hold like beishamai. The army who says Maimer kona kinyan gomer, that Maimer is a bona fide 100,000% yibum. Come on, come on, we don't hold like that.
All this was just
a you hear that?
If she's the tzara of someone who can't marry a lady, if she's the tzara, then why is there any need for anything?
Because that's a good question. That's actually a good question. The answer is because it's still a Zika. That's exactly how strong. It's so strong.
Pesil said, but Tzara's Erebra, you're free to go.
What?
Pesil always had to hold, said the last few days.
I know.
Tzara's Erebra, you're a free woman. You don't have to do chalitza. Oy Meshamai said you need chalitza, right? Pesil said you don't need anything.
So that was the guard's question.
How is he answering here?
He's saying you're right. You're absolutely right. But Beis Shammai doesn't hold like that.
No, it says Shia mechlas chalitza chalitza. She really requires chalitza. Why does she require chalitza if she is a tzara of someone who can't marry?
Because once you throw Maimer into the picture, she has to get chalitza now. That's why.
Maimer.
Yeah. So why do we have to mention that? It's not necessary to mention it. You're right, it's not necessary. Only mention it because of Beis Shammai.
I forgot the law of Abad Maimer, Shnia Mechlat Chalta.
Right.
So what without Maimer?
Shnia Mechlat Chalta. Why does she have to get Chalita? It's a good question. I don't know. She can get nothing.
According to Bissell, there's nothing.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Next. Asi Abaya. Abaya asked the following question. Shnei Achen ba'olam echad, two brothers alive at the same time. Umeif echad mehem below Vlad, and one of them died without any children. Va'amar Hasheni hazeh lasos Maimer b'yivimto, and the second brother was about to do Maimer. Follow hispik. He didn't do Maimer yet. Follow hispik lasos ba Maimer. He didn't even have a chance. He didn't even do Maimer. Ad until Shnolad lo'ach, Levi was born. Umeis. And now he dies. So what's halacha? Now he died. Two women fall to Levi now. Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. Reuven's wife, what do we say? No yibum, no chalitza. Why not?
She's a
tzara. It's the exact same question as before.
No, Reuven's wife, because
Reuven's wife is not a tzara. Reuven's wife was not a wife at the same time.
It's the same case. What's the difference here?
Huh?
It's the same case.
The difference here is that Shimon didn't do maimon. But the same question. Same exact case. Tzara Rishona, meaning the first wife, Yatza, Misham, Eish, Yitzachav, Shalahi, Ba'alama. She wasn't alive at the same time as her husband Reuven was not alive at the same time as Levi. Hashnia, Shimon's wife, Ocho letzes, omis yabemes. Shlevi could do either one. Why not? Nothing wrong with Levi. Nothing wrong with that. They weren't sisters, and they weren't married to the same man. So why can't Levi do yibum or chalitza on Shimon's wife? No reason why not. Except iyamer yesh zika. But if you say there's a zika, then havile tsaras eishes ach shalohaya balon bezikazu. Shimon's wife is like a tsara to Reuven's wife. If you hold Yesh Zika, if they both, putting your question aside, if they both fall to Levi as Zikas, then they're like sisters of Zika. And if they're sisters of Zika, Shimon's wife should be a tzara to Reuven's wife. That's a very good question.
What?
What? Why is there a Zika? Because Shimon died.
Right.
And there's a Zika between Shimon's wife and Levi. And Reuven died, and there's a Zika between Reuven's wife and Levi. Your question would there be a Zika with an Erva? Right? That's a good question. He's saying the same question as you.
Right.
Would there be a Zika with an Erva? I don't know the answer to that question.
No relationship between Levi and Reuven's wife.
What?
No relationship between
I know. It's like, let's say it was Reuven's daughter. Let's say that woman was somehow Levi's daughter. It's not possible, because he was born afterwards.
No, I'm saying, what's the Zika between Reuven's wife and Levi?
You asked the same question before. I don't know. Why is there a Zika? That's a good question. Well, he's asking, why is there a Zika between Reuven's wife and Levi? They were not alive at the same time. There's no Yibam.
That's the problem.
Why is there a Zika? Why? So the Gemara assumes there is a Zika. Why? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Where's the same that this is?
No. The Zika is with the second wife.
The brother is after he was born. No, but the second wife is one you can do Yibam to.
That's right. That's one you can do Yibam.
The only reason why there's a Kasha, maybe you can't, is because she's a Torah to Reuven's wife.
Right. Exactly.
So what's wrong with Reuven's wife?
So a Zika with the only one.
Reuven's wife now has some sort of connection
to Levi.
No,
not to Levi.
Because the other wife,
Zika with the one who died. Yeah.
That's the
and therefore they're after each other.
Right. Exactly.
I hear. Okay. So the Gemara. This is a very strong question. The only way to get out of this question, Hamani, Reb Meir he to Amar in Zika. No, Reb Meir doesn't hold from Zika. So the whole question doesn't get off the ground.
No Zika at all.
No Zika at all. Therefore,
what is there?
Nothing. Therefore, Reuven's wife. Reuven died. The wife. Now the wife can't fall to Levi. Why not? Because Levi wasn't alive when Reuven died. When Reuven was alive, Levi wasn't alive. Now Shimon's wife died. Shimon died. So Levi can do Yibam. Shimon's wife, no problem.
Yeah, but that's the way we hold it, which is not possible then. But my fault is correct. If you have two brothers,
and after the
three brothers, one dies.
Right.
The third one can just decide to get married to whoever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about it. But the other
maybe in a Hanani. Right. So Ruth and Baba said, no, don't do that, wait. Because you also have.
He said, wait, because you hold Zika.
Because you hold Zika. If you hold any Zika, then you don't have to wait. Exactly, right. Exactly.
So, one second, explain what the Rabbeinu Shita is that.
Ain Zika.
What does that mean?
That means there's no connection between these women and the brother who survived.
Right. So what is the connection between a potential Yavama in waiting and the brother?
No connection.
No.
Like that, now, there are Isur. She can't marry someone else. And he must do Yimor Chalitza.
Why is that?
That's the halacha in the Torah.
But there's no Zika.
But there's no stronger connection. Now, what if he wants to marry the girl's mother? He's allowed to.
Yes, all those half cases that we have,
right.
We throw out.
Right. So, hey, well, you know what? I like the sister much prettier, much better. No, there's nothing stopping him. According to, if you hold the Yesh Zika, something's stopping him from doing that. There's a connection. Okay, very simple. We all got that? Okay. Next. The Mi Svira Leila Rameir Ein Zika? Is that even possible? The Rameir can hold Ein Zika? It's not even true. But Tanan, we have a mission like this. Arba Achim, that is four brothers. Right? Shnayim Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Umesu HaNesuin HaAchayos. Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon died. Tomorrow we're going to get to the issue of which one died first. Can they die at the same time? They're in an accident together. They're a car accident. Terrible. And they both died. So that's tomorrow. Leave that aside for now. Which one died first? It's going to be relevant tomorrow. Four brothers, two are married, those two die. So what happens? The two wives fall to Yibam, to who? To Levi and Yehuda. Hare Elu Choletzes V'lo Misyabemeth. They both have to get Chalitza. Why? Because they're sisters, and they fall to Yibam at the same time. So, right? Therefore what? So they're considered Achos Zikukaso. You can't do Yibam on both of them, because they're sisters, and you can't marry two sisters. Since you can't do Yibam on both of them, you can't do Yibam on either of them.
Why each of them do to one?
The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute.
Why doesn't the fourth brother come into play?
Eilechanami. Levi could Yibam to one, and Yehuda could Yibam to the other.
Right.
So right now we're not saying that. We're just saying since they both fall at the same time, and they're sisters to each other, so they aser each other, you can't do Yibam on either one. But if you hold Ein Zika, so what's going on here? Hani, Matri, Mitre, Bate, Ka'asim. They're coming from two different houses. They're coming from two different families. Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. So Hai Liyabim Chada, for Hai Liyabim Chada. Let Levi do Yibam on one and Yehuda do Yibam on the other. What's the problem? If you hold Ein Zika, what's the big deal? And we have to say that this is a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah is Remeir. And since Remeir didn't allow it, he obviously held Yesh Zika.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? You hear that? The answer is, Lolam Ein Zika. Really, Remeir holds Ein Zika. So why didn't he allow them to marry? What's going on in that Mishnah? Mishum Dikasavar Osir Levatel Mitzvahs. Listen to this. This is a very hard concept to understand. It's going to bother everybody. It bothered me very much. Mishum de kasavar asa levatal mitzvah yibam. You're not allowed to be mevatal mitzvah yibam. How are you being mevatal mitzvah yibam? The dilma maybe adiyabein chad. Levi is going to do yibam on one of them. The mayis idach, and then the other brother is going to die.
And then
she falls to who?
Well,
but he can't do anything with her because she's a sister, right? Vikabadlis mitzvahs yibum. You're going to be mevatel mitzvahs yibum.
Why?
So why put yourself in that position? So there's two questions. There's two questions. Rashi asked that question. Rashi, do chalitza first. So Rashi says you might forget to do chalitza first.
I'm
going to
forget.
That's what Rashi said. Read the Rashi. Rashi says, Zera, the bottom. You see the Rashi of La'olam and Zika? The Rashi of La'olam and Zika. Ha, dekar ma'olam mitzvah b'emes. Why can't you do Yibam? Mishum da asa l'fatal mitzvah Yibam. You're not allowed to be b'emes mitzvah Yibam. E amrit liyabim haichada. If you tell me, Levi, go take Shimon Reuven's wife. Dil ma'ayis idachach. Maybe Yehuda will die. Ve'lo miyabim l'idach. And then Levi cannot do Yibam on Yehuda's wife, on Shimon's wife. Because why? Because he's already married to Shimon's wife's sister.
Every case of Yibam.
There's not going to be anything.
Well, that's going to be
Hilkach, Amrin Anle, we say, Lekamon, Lekama Cholet, do Chalitza. Dinami Mayif Idach, Hadar Hai Cholet, V'Cholet La, they can do Chalitza on both.
If he's asking to do
chalitza, says Rashi, everyone's asking this question. If you do chalitza on one, you can do yibam on the other.
No, they come from two different families. There's a different answer.
It's a gzeira, you might make a mistake and do the yibam first.
Yeah, but the point is that if you're requesting him to do chalitza, there's a simon, there is zika.
So according to this, according to this, you should never be able to marry any of the 15 erevos in the first Mishnah. Why? Because what's going to happen? If you die, nothing. There will be no chalitza, no yim on your wife. So you should never be able to marry your brother's daughter.
So why do we need this convoluted
case? You hear that?
This is a simple answer.
If we're saying this.
Right.
Exactly. Why do we need this convoluted case? It's a case of two brothers marrying two sisters.
What?
And one brother dies and he can't take the other one because
don't just say that we don't make halachas based on the rare occurrences.
That's Tosfos asked that question. Im Tomar, look at Tosfos. Dilma Abiyabim Chad Mith. Im Tomar, Harabonan Lamitha Lo Chashud. Manachoshish Vamitha. The less Lahu Shemesakhtin Lo Isha Acheris Shematamas Ishto. Right, we say by Kohen Gadol. Should we prepare another wife? Maybe his wife will die and a Kohen Gadol has to be married? So So, well, somebody said, yeah, let's do that. We don't like that.
Surely, do we do it anyway?
What?
We do it anyway.
For a mayor, Gufilochai, no, for a mayor himself. For a mayor, Gufilochai, Shemi Yibaka Hanod. He said, maybe the barrel will break. Right? Said, what? You forgot to give Meister on the barrel. Forgot to give Meister on the barrel. So, before Shabbos. So, what do we say? All right. So, say like this. The bottom of the barrel, I'm not going to drink. I'll make that Meister. So, what if the barrel breaks? No. Says the mayor, why should the barrel break? Why should the barrel break? Why should someone die? Right? Right, Veloz Loshama Yomos Parakol again. We're not choshish for this. People are going to die. So Tosfos gives, they don't need to get this answer. V'yesh Lomar, the answer is, Dela'alter Dafka Lo Chayesh. Now, we're not choshish for someone to die today, right now. But everyone dies. Avol Hacha Pa'amim Shema Acher Zman Godal Milachalot Ulmulyabim Acher Chaveiro Ubizman Ruba Chashim Hashem Yomos Ukul Yabba. Everyone holds, everyone's going to die eventually. So in the case of the barrel, like Badafka, this Shabbos is going to break. Badafka, your kippah, the wife's going to die. Badafka, that we're not choshish for. But to say that eventually someone's going to die, yeah, of course it's going to happen. So eventually Yehuda will die. This fourth brother will die.
Maybe he'll take her first. Before.
I understand.
But according to the Gemara Yuma, we do.
We do, but not. But how about having
one?
Not the second one. Why? Because there's a limit. So what are we doing over here? Levi can't do Yibam because Yehuda might die. A choshish for death? Well, eventually he's going to die. Yeah, that's what Tosfos answered. What do you think of that answer?
No, I don't have to answer. Right now he's marrying her. He's marrying her now.
So, you know how it is. Get cold feet, push it off a little bit. Right? First I have to get my degree, then I have to settle down, and by the time you know it, he's dead. Right? Right? So because of that, you may have to do chalitza. But it has nothing to do with Zika. That was the point. Right? It was a whole separate reason. Nothing to do with Zika.
I still don't understand why you did this convoluted case.
What do you mean, why?
Why didn't it?
Welcome to Gemara. Welcome to Daf Yomi.
How are we going to get this?
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Hold on a second.
Can I go faster?
Yes.
I could? How can I go faster?
What do you mean, how can you tell?
We need to understand it, no? What am I supposed to do?
I'm still trying to ask something.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Two brothers married two sisters. Why is that different from this case where you have three brothers and two brothers married two sisters? He can't marry the sister.
No,
there
no
a problem. Period. End of story.
Okay.
So what do we need this case for? This convoluted case here.
Even Rabbi Ross, of course, won't be.
Wow.
Ooh.
Marcel, that's harsh.
So you're a tough one.
Okay. Now, ready? Ready? First of all, we have nine more minutes.
Nine.
The EA Zika, if it's true that a mayor holds, Ein Zika, right? Tivatel, and then what happens? The E Ein Zika, right? Tivatel. So why can't you be Mavatel anyway? What's the Halo Rabbi Gamliel Amar Ein Zika? Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, Mutter Levatel Mitzvah Yibam, and he says you still allowed to be Levatel Mitzvah Yibam. Ditnan, we learn like this. The case is as follows. Look at Rashi. Rashi of Ditnan Amar Rabbi Gamliel Amar. You ready? Shnei Achin. There are two brothers. Nisu and Shnei Achayos, married to two sisters. Achas Gedola of Achas Katana. One's a Gedola, one's a Katana. What happened? Meis Baila Shel Gedola. The brother, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a Gedola. He dies. His wife falls to Shimon now in Yibam. The problem is Shimon's married to the sister, but she's a Katana. So the Tanakhama says, tell the sister to do Miyun. Get out of that marriage. And then Shimon can do Yibam on the sister, on the wife. On Reuven's wife. Okay? Why? Because doing Miyun is the only matter on the Rabbanan level. And Yibam is a Daraisa. So tell the sister that she's a Katana anyway. Do get out of there. Go do Miyun. Leave. You like it. Leave. The Nafla Lefnei Baal Katana. Malandam Esa Katana Lamayan Baala. We teach the Katana to do Miyun. V'la'akar Nesua to uproot the marriage. So that you can marry the other one. Shezikikasa Shalzu Chamura Le'esar Katana Olav. Right? Because you can't marry. Forget all that. No. In the Anamina, Vim Lomiana. And if not, if she wants to do me, fine. If not, Tamtin Adjitigdal. Wait till she grows up. And take the Alzumi, Shem Achazisha. And then the other one will go out because of Achazisha.
Wait till she turns 12.
Because once she turns 12, the marriage turns into a Doraisa marriage. And then the Ruvain's wife is Pater. There's no Yibin, there's no Chalitza. She's married, the brother's married to the sister. It's all good. It's a big deal. So that's what happens. Right. Right? So the Gemara answers, wait one second. I'm a late. Rabbi Gamliel, are there a Meir Karamis? You have to be a Kasha on Remeir from Rabbi Gamliel? They have nothing to do with each other. So this is low. Halachic Gamliel, this is my question was. Remeir Chai Shafilu Sveika? Remeir will say his din even in a Suffolk? And Rabbi Gamliel Afilu Vadai Lo Chayish? And even in a Vadai case, he doesn't care? Yeah, you're right. Dilma Manda Lo Chayish Afilu Vadai Lo Chayish. Umanda Chayish Afilu Sveika Chayish. Okay? In other words, they're consistent even if it's a suffix. Amalei Abayla of Yosef, Hadra of Yehuda, that which of Yehuda said earlier in the page, Yesh Zika, he didn't make that up. Shmuel he, it really comes from Shmuel. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Okay? Shomeres Yavam, there's a Shomeres Yavam, She Kidesh Achib Etachosa. There's a Shomeres Yavam, right? Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben's wife died. Shimon goes ahead and marries Leah, the sister of Reuben, sister of Reuben's wife. What did he do by doing that? He made Yibum impossible, right? She Yibum Kidesh Achav Ezra Mishum Yehuda B'Maseira Amru Amim Lo Hamtin Lachiasa Achicha Maisa. What do we say to this brother now? Wait until the other brother does Yibum, right? Because you shouldn't have done that, right? Wait. V'amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we paskin like that. Amalei derav mai amalei di derav mai kasha derav derav. So the whole thing Rav now is just contradicting himself. Why did he contradict himself? Because here he says before we said that a shomeres yavam is mutter in the mother because of ein zika, and now we say he should tell him to wait. So Rav is a problem. So the Gemara says, "Well, Dilma, I'm writing about Liba Rav. Maybe there are two questions of what Rav said. It can't be. You know why? Kivu the Imar Mishmei the Shmuel Bahadei, because Shmuel was Behedya. Shmuel said straight out. Rav said this. Umishmei the Rav ka Amaroi, and there's some anonymous Amora who you want to tell me said Rav said something else? Impossible. Lo Shav Kira Mishmei the Shmuel Bahadya Umakbina ka Amaroi Liba the Rav. We're not going to abandon Shmuel, who was Rav's star Talmud or contemporary." And go after some anonymous Tana, anonymous more, which is something different. Not going to say that. Right? Amar of Kahana, Amrisu Lashmaita Kamed Rav Zvid, Menahardoi. I said this over to Rav Zvid and Menahardoi. Amar, he said, Atun Hachi Masnisale. You learned it as follows. Anan, the Hedjama. I learned it straight out, Masnisan, straight out. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shomeris Yavim Shemesa. If the Shomeris Yavim died, the wife died, Asr and Be'ima. You cannot marry the mother. Alma, what do you see? Kasafa Yesh Zika. There's a Zika here. You can't marry the mother. The Azda Rav Shmuel Atanei. And that actually makes sense. Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kribid Rav Maseira. We Halacha Kribid Rav Maseira. Nobody has to say both cases. Tell you why. Tzricha, need both cases. The Yeshmin Yesh Zika. If you tell me Yesh Zika, Havamina Hani Mili Bechad. It's only by one brother. There's no one else. So of course there's a Zika. No one else. Avil betray, but if there are two brothers, lo, we don't say that. Kamash Malan. No, even when there's two brothers, it's Yesh Zika. Right? No, each brother can't say, well, let him do it. And if you would have told me, I would have thought, that's only when they're alive. But if they're already dead, the Zika goes away. The Zika by itself does not go away.
What do you mean?
They're
dead.
Doesn't matter. Just like I told you, if your wife dies, he still has to be your mother-in-law. Ah, but she's dead. The Issa doesn't go away. So too, the Zika doesn't go away. All right, should we do the Mishnah? We can do the Mishnah. Then we're not that behind. Then we did a blah. We just behind yesterday. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Shnei, ready? Here we go. Two brothers. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them died. V'yavim Hasheni as Eishes Achim. Right?
He made Yibum.
V'yachakach no lehen ach. Now another brother is born. Umay, in other words, Reuben died, Shimon did Yibum on Reuben's wife. Then Levi's born. Then Shimon died. Umay's Harishona, so we'll call her Sarah. Sarah was Reuben's wife. Yatsa Mishum Asis Akash Shalahi Baalamo. That she can't be. Vashnia, what about Shimon's wife? Mishum Sarasa.
But he was born already.
He was married. What? Yeah, but she's a Tara.
She's a Tara.
Why? Because Shimon married both women.
Right.
Asaba Maimer Umeis. This is the famous case. What if Shimon did Maimer and then he died? Right? So Hashmiya, the second one, is Choletes. Right? Volomis Yabemes. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says no. Miyabim le'ezim hem shiyirta. You can marry either one. Ocholot le'ezim hem shiyirta. Or you can do chalitza on either one.
Didn't we have this case already?
Yeah, but this is where it appears. We kept quoting it. But this is the Mishnah where it appears. We had it 100 times. All right. The problem is, the only unfortunate problem is, that tomorrow's daf is harder than today. So hopefully we'll catch up. It's very hard. Tomorrow's really a hard daf. I think tomorrow's one of the hardest ones we had from the Yavamis.
What?
We'll try. Okay. Everybody have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.